Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. It's being called a must-read and excellently written novel with an intriguing storyline. It's the mystery fiction The Darker Side of Love by J. Chanel Evans. A family is devastated by the sudden unexplained illness and death of their mother, Caroline. The cause of the death initially is unknown, and tensions rise over a dispute for an autopsy. When the cause of death is revealed, their already strained relationship is torn apart as suspicions arise from among them. Did their mother commit suicide, or was she murdered? Virginia, the eldest daughter, is determined to find out the truth. Supported by her husband, Jack, and assisted by her only brother, Luke, she digs deeper and uncovers a darkness in their family that will change their lives forever. Joan Chanel Evans was born in the Bahamas. She's the author of three books from different genres, poetry and drama, inspiration, and mystery fiction. She's worked in church ministry for 38 years, beginning as a teenager. She's been writing even before that. She was a community activist in her hometown of North Andros in the early years, now an accountant by profession. She's CFO at her home church in the Nassau, Bahamas. J. Chanel Evans, author of The Darker Side of Love, is back with us on This Week in America. Joan, welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
And it's a pleasure to be back. I'm looking forward to our interview today.
Well, this will be fun. We're talking about The Darker Side of Love, a different genre than when we had Joan on last time talking about one of her books. And we'll mention that as we go through the program. But I'm fascinated by the story that you're telling. I love going through this and didn't want to give away too much. But you've got a brilliant tale that you're telling there, so well written. What was the inspiration for The Darker Side of Love?
Actually, all of my writing seemed to come out of almost nowhere because I was challenged by a friend of mine to enter a short story competition. So I started writing the short story, and as I sat down, the plot just started to come to me, and I kept writing and writing and writing. And before I knew it, I had exceeded the limit for the short story. So I said, okay, I can't submit this as a short story anymore, so I'll just keep writing and see where it goes. So I kept writing, and the story just developed as I wrote. It was so amazing that when I sat down to write, I was looking forward to my day of writing to see what was going to happen. So I really didn't know. The story basically wrote itself.
That's interesting. As a reader, we can't wait to get to the next chapter to see what's happening. As an author, in this case, that's the same with you. You couldn't wait to write it to see where it was going
exactly.
to go, obviously.
Exactly.
And it's so fascinating. It started as a short story, and all of a sudden now it's a book that's receiving excellent reviews, The Darker Side of Love, J. Chanel Evans. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that information as we go through the program. You're bringing this book out and bringing it up publicly during a time that's challenging. We've got the pandemic that we're facing, the normal challenges of publishing a book. Talk about that, what you've had to go through for the last year to get The Darker Side of Love in bookstores.
It has been a journey, to say the least, because the book was first released in January of last year. The company that I was working with, they were supposed to release it in ebook form and paperback form. So the ebook was released first, and the paper book was to follow. And then the pandemic came about, and it's like things got lost. The communication with the company got fewer and fewer. And each time I wrote, and they would say, I wrote to follow up on the paperback release, and they were saying that there was some delay with Amazon because of the pandemic. Things were a bit slower, and so eventually I was not able to get in contact with the company anymore that produced the book, and the book was never released in paperback. So it's only been on Amazon in ebook form. And after a while, I got an email from another company, a promotional company, who wanted to promote the book and to get interviews and so forth for it. So I was happy that something else was now going to happen. So I made the preparations with that company, and I guess the same thing happened. As we got set, as we were getting set to put things into motion, then I lost contact with that company. I'm concerned that whether both companies had to close down because of the pandemic, I don't know, but I've not been able to hear from them. So the book has been left quite a bit in limbo, and it's just been out there. And I'd given up on it, actually. I'd given up on doing anything with it. And then one day I got a text message from someone who had read it. And the message simply said, I've just finished reading your book, and it was so amazing. So I wrote back. I said, thank you. I say, can you tell me which book you're referring to? I was not thinking about The Darker Side of Love, because like I said, I had given up on the book altogether. And they wrote back, and they said, The Darker Side of Love. So I said, how did you come by it? And they said, well, they just purchased it from Amazon a few days ago. So I said, it's still on Amazon? Because after I had not heard from the company, the last email correspondence with the company that produced it, I had requested them to pull the ebook since nothing was happening with it. And I thought that they had. So I was thinking that the book was no longer out there. But after I got that text message, and so I went on Amazon and I looked, and it was there. So I decided that, okay, the book is still getting good reviews, so let me try and see if I can have it released in paperback form. So I started that process to look at how I can have it done.
But you know, it's amazing. Well, yeah, a little behind the scenes of what happens. The creative part is one aspect of it, isn't it? But it's the business part of it and getting it out there. And it doesn't always go as smoothly as you would like. Obviously, some bumps in the road, but you're back with the book now. Again, getting excellent reviews. It's sort of like a second life for this book, isn't it? It's got to be exciting to see the interest in The Darker Side of Love.
It is like it has a the book has a life of its own, because every time I try to give up on it, it comes back up. It would not let me give up on it. So at this point, I'm saying, okay, I will go all the way. The book wants to go all the way, and I will go all the way with it.
What's it like to put a launch team together? Again, a little behind the scenes of what goes into the publication of a book. You've got it's not just saying, okay, here's my book, somebody come buy it. Talk about what goes into what you're going through for the relaunch, basically, of The Darker Side of Love.
Yes, that in itself is interesting, because after I decided to really push together book in paperback and have it reissued, I started doing research on the internet to see what would be involved in that process. And I came across an ad for a webinar, and I did the webinar, and they were talking about how to get your book published and how to get it have your book relaunched. And at the end of the webinar, they offered a free coaching call. So I applied for the free coaching call, and during the process of talking with the coach then started to tell me what I needed to do. He said he looked at my books on Amazon, and he saw that I did not have a lot of reviews there. He asked me, what did my book launch team do? So I said, a book launch team. I didn't know about a book launch team. So then he started telling me about what a book launch team was. So I went and I got a group of persons together. He said, get a group of readers, persons who would be interested in that genre that I'm writing in, and to submit them my manuscript in, of course, in PDF form for them to read it and give their reviews. So I did. I selected a number of persons, and I sent the manuscript. First of all, I contacted them and asked them if they'd be willing to be a part of my book launch team, and they agreed. So I sent them the manuscript, and they read it, and they sent me back their responses. But the book launch team is basically to do the reviews, and then on the day that the book is released, they are to then write their reviews on Amazon or wherever the book is being released, and they will give their reviews there.
It's amazing what goes on in getting a book out. People pick up a copy of the book, they read it, enjoy it, have no idea what all goes into it, besides the aspect of putting a great story together, which is what Joan has done. J. Chanel Evans, the author's name. The book is The Darker Side of Love. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Like, kind of, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about your writing. I mentioned the three different genres. Talk about the other books that you've written, because you're not just sort of a mystery writer here, are you? You've got a lot of skills.
I guess you can simply say that I'm a writer, period, because I've dabbled in poetry in my early days. The first things I began writing were poems. I started writing poetry from I was in the second grade. So I've been writing poems, and as I grew older, I got into reading a lot of mystery novels by Nancy Drew, Hattie Boyce, Enid Blyton, her books on the Famous Five, and I got fascinated with mystery, and I wanted to write mystery. So I had these aspirations, even though I wrote poetry, I had the aspiration of being a mystery writer. So I've done the mystery, and as a part of my Christian journey, I've written devotionals, I've done little talks with our ladies' prayer group. So I started putting into print the things that I would have presented at the prayer groups and the articles that I would have written for our church magazine. So that is where my devotional book came out of, my writing and my work in church ministry. So I love doing all aspects of it, and I still have that dream of writing a children's series. So that's why I said you can basically call me a writer, because also I'm presently writing two biographies. So it's like every day I wake up, there's a new idea to do some kind of writing. And, you know, I just tried to do them, doing biographies on two of my brothers who I believe have given a whole lot to society, and people need to hear about them. So I'm doing their biography along with my personal projects.
That's just amazing, all that you've got going. How difficult is it to work all of this writing into your daily life? Do you set aside time to write? How does that work? What's the process like when you get an idea? You got the biography of your brother. How do you go about actually creating the story?
Well, what I've had to do, I set up a schedule. I have one day is for one brother. I sit and I talk to him by telephone while he's talking to me. I'm writing what he's telling me, so that's his day. I have the next day scheduled for my writing, so I concentrate on that. The other day I have for my other brother's biography, so I communicate with him on it, and I put the time into that. And the other times I just work with my editing, because I'm working on the editing of The Darker Side of Love for its release, a second release. So I'm doing that. So I have it almost like in a calendar, I'm scheduling time. So I still work 9 to 5, but in the afternoons I have a schedule. Like when I get home in the afternoon, I'm putting in the time with my writing. Or sometimes I'm up very late at night doing my writing. So I just try to fill it in. But it's like my mind will not stop wanting to write.
Well, I can understand that. And once you get going and developing the characters, and I love, and the reviews have been excellent on the character development in The Darker Side of Love. Talk about and how you went about that. And I understand it started as a short story and sort of took on a life of its own. But were these characters clearly defined to you in the beginning before you started? Or was that a process of evolution as well as you went through that?
They all evolve as the story evolved. And it's just amazing. I guess it's difficult to explain how it happened, because when it started out, the only two characters that were structured for me was Caroline and her husband. They were the two structured characters, and a third one was the daughter. So it was the husband and the wife and the daughter, and the other persons, the other characters, they just evolve as supporting roles keep coming up as the story developed. You know, each time I sat down to write, another character came up, and different aspects of the character's personality came out with each time I sat down to write. So they were evolving. It's not like I sat down and I had a plan and said, this is how this character is going to be. It was not like that.
Well, that really works for you. I mean, that really was the way to do it. And I guess it was your enthusiasm of the story, your imagination that took it where these very interesting places that the reader will enjoy as they're reading The Darker Side of Love. J. Shanell Evans, that's S-H-A-N-N-E-L-L, Evans. Book available at Amazon. Go to our website. You can link on, get all the information there as well. You've created plenty of tension, a lot of action. You've got really fascinating dialogue that moves the story along. Does that come to you in the beginning, or is there a period where you go back and you do some edits and you maybe tighten things up or add a little more drama here than you had initially? How does that happen? How do you set that up?
Well, I wrote it out, and then there are times, like sometimes I'm driving to work or I'm moving about and I'm thinking about the book, and the thought will come, maybe it should be said this way, or I should change this aspect of it. So it's a lot that I went back and I adjusted pieces as like I said, my mind is always writing. So as the story kept going in my mind, even when I was not at my laptop typing, the developments that came in my mind, I would go back and I would make the adjustments, I'd do the cleanups and plug them in. So that is how that happened.
How difficult, how challenging is it to do dialogue? You often wonder, sometimes you talk to authors that they go back and they have to heavily edit because they get a little bit wordy. They're trying to move the story, but they're giving too much information. Do you enjoy writing the dialogue?
I enjoy writing the dialogue. Sometimes I get a little stuck with trying to do the writing, do the explanation, and sometimes because I want to focus on making people understand with the explanation, I spend too much time on that. That's one of the things that my editor pointed out, and she helped me to adjust. She says some things you don't have to describe. It comes out in the conversation. You allow the reader to interpret what's happening by the words through the dialogue. So she made me to recognize that dialogue is really, really important, and to focus on the dialogue and not so much on the background description.
It's interesting because I think that's so true. As a reader, you sort of fill in the blanks with some of these people as you're reading. And if you talk to 10 people who read the same story, about the same person, they'd probably come up with different characteristics and background just from their imagination. It's so fascinating how you go about writing a book. I love the story of The Darker Side of Love, a book that had to be written, had to be published, and now it is. It's available. It's a very visual book. I see this could be very easily a television movie, that type of thing. And it sounds like I was going to ask you future projects, what you're working on. Your plate's full, isn't it? You've got a number of things you're working on.
Yes, my plate is really full. Even with these, I have an outline for another mystery book, but I will not begin that until after I've completed the biographies. And I just must get the children's book out there because that's in there and it's been on me. I've been really wanting to get that out. So after I've done the release with The Darker Side of Love, I've completed the biographies, the next thing will have to be to get the children's book out there, and then I'll work on my next mystery. And I try to keep my mind from thinking of new projects because the projects just keep coming. They just keep coming to me.
A yellow legal pad filled of ideas that you're going to write about coming up here. And you've got so many things that seem to be imminent. I'm really looking forward to talking about the biography, the children's book, all of the work out there. This is the new book from J. Shanell Evans. It's The Darker Side of Love. You'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, This Week in America.us, you'll be able to link on directly to the Amazon page and get information on this book by Joan J. Shanell Evans, as well as the others. Joan, it is always a pleasure. I'm glad we had this chance to talk about this book, The Darker Side of Love. Hopefully we'll be able to do it again in the future. Best of luck. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
And thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. The Darker Side of Love, J. Shanell Evans, book available at Amazon. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.